Hi, my name is Tracy, and tonight I want to touch on the magnitude of what has happened today with the James Comey testifying. What has been obsessing me all day long. I saw a little portion of it in the morning before I left for clients. I came back and I listened to it again, and I couldn't stop listening to him answer every different senator and congressman's questions. I felt he was genuine and real. And I couldn't understand why I couldn't stop looking at it. It was like watching an accident as you drive by. Yet, I figured it out. James Comey is a victim of narcissist abuse in the most horrific way. Narcissists are at work. And the behaviors of Donald Trump trying to control him, charming him, and trying to be friendly with him, and when it didn't work, he started his devaluing. He started telling people that the FBI, the entire FBI, was doing a bad job. Where is the data for that, okay? Makes no sense at all. But it was to start to devalue him so that when he took his job away, when he decided that he was no longer useful, it was a simple smear campaign and then firing him. What President Trump did to Comey is every single step of abuse that we have endured ourselves, just at a higher level. And the intimidation that he used that night when he pushed everyone out of the room and kept him inside there and asked for those three statements of loyalty. I want your loyalty. You know, I want you to do this, drop this, do this. He's giving him orders. The wording is not as important as the confusion in his head. And if you look and you listen to his testimony today, he was confused. You're sitting there and you're just like, what the hell is happening here? You don't have time to react because they put you into this crazy, like, what just happened? Is it word salad? Is it like gaslighting? Is it intimidation? Yes, it's all of those things. And he was demanding his unearned loyalty, which narcissists do, right? And I'm saying, yes, for God's sake, Donald Trump is a narcissist. You know, he is so classic that it's not even funny to even pretend that he's not. If you know a little bit about narcissistic abuse and narcissists, then you know that he is. But you can't say it, and I can. He can put me in jail if he wants, but I've already been there by my narcissist. So if he puts me there now, at least this is on record, and I'll start writing down anything he says from this point forward. Okay? By virtue of everything that he was put through, James Comey is our first poster child for narcissistic abuse victims. This is a big day for us. It has never been so clear. Look at the patterns of abuse in a workplace by a narcissist. A narcissist doesn't just screw their partners and do things. A narcissist also is at work. And when you are clearly able to climb that ladder, step on people and not pay for their services and go bankrupt and then claim you're the king. Who claims they're the king but a freaking narcissist? And when they meet an honest person that is going to stand up for what they were hired to do, instead of be one of their little cronies and one of the yes boys, it's like the mafia all over again. He swore that he was going to take care of us. He was going to break the cycle of political jargon in the White House, in Congress, in the Senate. He was going to change this, but instead, he's clinging to his little group and he's separating all of us. He's dividing, you know, the Democrats and Republicans. Guess what? We are all freaking people, and we are all caring about our children's children and the air and the water and our icebergs that are melting, our strange weather and our hurricanes and tornadoes and floods and fires. All of this is because we just have to make some changes. I'm off on a tangent here, sorry. But we have to understand. Why won't someone say that he was a victim? At least give us that. You can't say the president's a narcissist without diagnosing him, but we can diagnose him as a victim of narcissist abuse. It is time for people to see this. Please share this message if you believe you can see the patterns. And it's not political, it's not yes, it's not right, it's not Democrat, it's not Republican. This is about seeing the patterns of abuse. We've been waiting to tell the whole world about this. This is it. This is our thing. This man is showing the world that even, as they said, he's a big, strong man. Yeah, and he still was like leaving his head going, what happened? But then, you know, his instincts kicked in. Document it, because I don't want to forget. Document it, because he's already lied all over the place. Every which way he's lied, he's going to do it to you. He's going to betray you. It's what we have to learn about coming in contact with narcissists again. This is Tracy. I'm sorry that I ranted, but think about this. This is huge. James Comey is a victim of narcissistic abuse. Look at the patterns and you will see things that you've been through too. This is Tracy. That's all I got. Sorry. On my soapbox.